Today's downpour has been keeping emergency services and town staff busy in Halton Hills. Halton Hills firefighters and Halton police responded to a call this morning on 8th Line, between 5 and 10 side roads, following a report of three workers in a 100-foot underground tunnel that was filling up with water. By the time crews arrived, the workers had been safely brought up to the surface by fellow staff using a rescue basket. No injuries were reported. Local firefighters also attended a call on 9th Line, between 5 and 10 side roads, where a vehicle went into a ditch full of rising water. The driver was brought to safety through the window. Multiple roads were closed around town due to flooding, including sections of 8th, 9th and 10th lines south of 10 side road, along with 5th and 6th lines between 5 side road and Steeles Avenue. Multiple roads, streets and intersections across Halton Hills have flooded due to heavy rains. Emergency crews are out attending to these areas looking to reopen roadways as soon as possible. As some of these areas can be unsafe until waters recede, please refrain from travel. Halton Police, at Halton Police, July 16, 2024. 8th Line. Georgetown has been closed with lots of runoff water over the road south of 10th Side Road. Hashtag Onwix hashtag on stormpick.twitter.com/2omriobel. Alan McCord, AMP, at Gtownskis, July 16, 2024. Widespread flooding is also being reported in Norval, as captured in this video by local resident Tracy Quinn. Just before noon, the municipality announced town hall is closed due to flooding. All sports fields and ball diamonds will also be closed tonight due to the heavy rainfall. Here's a video. HHR Tire and Auto Repair in Georgetown shared on Facebook of its staff continuing to work as water poured into the Guelph Street shop.